Maureen Dillon Teasdale on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we have the senior pastor of the Hope Community Church, Randy Crozier. So welcome, Randy.
Thank you.
You're having a block party, very exciting, a neighborhood block party. That is coming up this Sunday, September 7th from 12:30 to 3:30. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Now you're going to have some food, live music by Mike Goodrow. And he's a local blues artist here,
yes,
in the townships.
Yep.
Bounce houses, games, and face painting, and parking lot painting, and more. So lots for young families, the kids. And everything is free. Everybody's invited. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, everybody. We had a real vision to express our appreciation for the community. I've said to different folks, you know, we weren't invited to be here, and nobody gave us permission, but we still feel very privileged to be in Lenoxville. So we want to just take this opportunity to express our appreciation.
Okay,
for the community at large.
Hope Community Church, is this a new church, or were you someplace else before?
No, Hope Community Church has been around for decades.
Okay.
However, we were located in Huntingville.
In Huntingville.
Yeah, not very far from here.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity presented itself to purchase San Antoine's.
Okay.
And we really wanted to be in town to do things for the town. We wanted to be more meaningful, you know,
mm-hmm,
for the community.
So you're certainly right in the central part of town now.
We're about as central as we can get.
How long have you been there?
We've actually been operating there for about 2 years.
2 years,
yeah.
Okay. And do you have a large congregation?
Congregation on a Sunday morning. The attendance would run anywhere from, during the winter, because summer,
mm-hmm,
is always a slump, but
mm-hmm,
150 to 200 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And English people or French people too?
The congregation functions in English, and
okay,
so it's predominantly Anglophone, but we have a number of Francophones who worship with us.
Okay, and you've done a lot of renovations on church since
yes,
you've been there.
Have.
Tell us
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, a lot of renovation. Yeah. Well, we started out by renovating the rectory adjacent to the building, and
mm-hmm,
then we added in an elevator so that it was accessible so you can get to all floors, and we renovated the basement, which is where the lower auditorium is where we worship most of the time.
Okay.
Through the summer, we've been worshiping upstairs, but there's no heat yet.
Okay.
Upstairs, so pretty soon we'll have to move back downstairs, and we've got a little bit of the upstairs area renovated for Sunday school and different rooms for various purposes, but as yet, the big auditorium is not functional for year-round purposes.
Okay, so the renovations are kind of continuous then, I
guess.
Yeah,
they'll be continuous probably for a while. Yeah,
okay, and you've had a lot of fundraisers, I guess? And
you know, well, it's not something we've been really aggressive about.
Okay.
And most of our funds have been raised in-house. We haven't done
mm-hmm
anything, you know, to try and raise money in
mm-hmm
the community, but people have been very generous in the congregation, and we've got a lot of work done, but there's a good deal to go. So.
Okay, I guess a lot of the congregation helps hands-on, too, with the
renovations. Yeah, there's a lot of restrictions about what people can actually do,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
but where it is possible for them to pitch in, they do.
Okay, and you're getting quite visible. I know you have lunches sometimes for the seniors in the community.
Yep, once a month on Thursdays. So
okay.
I think it's every third Thursday of the month. There
every
are
third
lunches
Thursday.
For seniors. And there's a wide variety of things that go on, ministries
mm-hmm
for children through
mm-hmm
the week and on the weekend, and things that happen for university students, a knitting group, which surprisingly attracts a lot of university kids, and then another knitting group for an older crowd. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So definitely something for every age group then.
Yeah, and there's a food bank as well that operates. It's not exclusively the province of our responsibility, but it operates out of our building, and various churches contribute to it.
Okay, the Cornerstone Food Bank?
Cornerstone Food Bank,
okay,
yeah.
Good. So you're having a block party. I know everybody saw you at Friendship Day in the street festival. So how come a block party? What inspired this?
Well, location. I mean,
mm-hmm,
it's a great place to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we wanted to do something that would give us an opportunity to express appreciation for the community. If we had done something in the building, then, you know, for a wide variety of reasons, you know, people might be reluctant to
mm-hmm
go into the church. But You know, just having something outdoors, there will be bouncy houses for the children, and there will be things cooking and games going on. And I think more people would be inclined to show up. And there is, it's a no strings attached event, no price, no agenda. Mm-hmm. Just want people to know that we appreciate being here.
Oh, that's great. That's a wonderful idea. So that is this Sunday, September 7th. It starts at 12:30, goes to 3:30. Anything else you'd like to add about the event or the church in general?
Just, you know, that we would be delighted to have as many people as possible. Having too many people would be a pleasant problem, you know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we've gotten ready for as many folks as show up. But just we urge everybody to come out and have a good time.
Okay, and if it rains, what, in the building?
Well, you know, we've discussed, we'll do something. There definitely will something happen that day, and we'll move some stuff indoors. We've actually talked about if it did rain, the possibility, and I don't know, the guys who take care of these things would have to decide, but moving the bounce houses indoors, we have a vast upstairs space with, you know, 40-foot ceilings. We could definitely put them indoors. So that might happen. We're not sure, but there will definitely be something taking place for everybody on that day.
Good, great stuff. So definitely inviting everybody, Sunday, September 7th, 12:30 to 3:30 at the Hope Community Church. That's right on the corner of College and Queen Street in Lenoxville.
Right.
Okay, well,
right.
Thanks very much, Randy.
Thank you. Bye.